part of a successful internship program is providing regular and helpful feedback. The working model that I'm proposing is a 12-week internship. Our feedback process will have a combination of 12 weekly meetings. Weekly feedback allows for the intern to successfully make the necessary changes and course corrections for their success. Remember, however, they will only be able to course correct if you, the guide, provide that helpful feedback. 12 weekly meetings. Now, it is critical to have once a week formal meetings with your intern. This is a time to do four important things: pray with each other, connect in a lighthearted way, learn long-range ministry skills, and review the previous week and look ahead to the upcoming week of ministry. Finally, we need to evaluate their progress. These weekly meetings can act like mini evaluations. Weekly meetings help provide immediate feedback as to the great things the intern is accomplishing, as well as addressing items the interns need to adjust. We have provided you with 12 suggested meeting frameworks from which you can organize these weekly meetings. Now, if you have been around me as a leader, or if you've been a part of the one-on-one coaching program with me, or if you are familiar with the Lead Volunteers course, you understand then my big four buckets for meetings: pray, personal, prepare, and plan. The pray section is intended to be a short but concentrated time of prayer with you and your interns. Now, this is not simply an opening time of prayer before the meeting, but is truly an opportunity for you and your intern to call out to God about the needs of the ministry and the needs that we have personally. The personal section is a short but lighthearted and extremely critical time for you to get to know one another in an easy and fun way. The next is the prepare section. Now, you can think of the prepare section as the meatier portion of our meeting that seeks to review last week's assignments and the learnings through video, podcasts, and readings. The prepare section is always dedicated toward staff development, personal growth, and maturing as ministers in the church. It is here that we have honest development, and we prepare interns to be the staff of the future. In the prepare section of our meetings, we are sharpening the saw of our skills and our knowledge base. The prepare section, these are items that are important but are not urgent. Now, the fourth section of our weekly meetings is the plan section. This portion is dedicated to the nuts and bolts of the weekly flow of your ministry. The plan section is where you will review last week's accomplishments and tee up the items that are going to be coming up on your calendar for the next week. If the prepare section is dedicated to staff development, the plan section is more calendar-based. Again, the prepare section is long-range growth-oriented and will be the same for all leaders and the interns across the nation who are doing lead interns. On the other hand, the plan section is the tactical ground-level items specific to your local church context. The final section of our weekly meetings is the progress section. A critical part of any job or internship is the ability to make mid-course corrections. As a part of their weekly meetings, you need to affirm specific remarkable wins, as well as help the intern course correct in any types of areas where their performance needs attention. Now, please listen to me on this next piece. You may feel awkward pointing out an area of improvement, but this is your job, and this is how you're going to help the intern to grow and to serve the church better for years to come. Each weekly meeting will have a space for you to record two remarkable things about their performance and one area for them to consider for improvement. Items that are commonly needed for success in ministry are timeliness, dress for success, accomplishing their independent learnings, and completing tasks with excellence. You'll find the skeleton or the framework for your meeting agendas in the downloads. Once you have downloaded, you can find the pray and the plan section are left blank so that you can fill in relevant information pertaining to your direct ministry needs. Now, we have filled in the personal and prepare sections for you in advance.